Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Tom, and this is 4:20 p.m. Christmas Eve. And I'm sorely distressed because I see the atheists and communists attacking Christianity, and I see us losing because we're like the rhinos. We don't fight back. We just look for a rock to crawl under. But I'm not here to ruin your Christmas Eve. I'm here to make it better. I'm going to open with a prayer for the Fort Leavenworth 10 who are rotting away in prison, whose families are living a life of shame and poverty. And all they did was keep the oath to protect the United States. They went to the battlefield, and they were charged with premeditated murder because they shot first. And they've been sentenced to 15 to 20 years. Their wives and children have no benefits, and their number one wage earner is rotting away in prison. And we've had presidents for money pardon criminals. And we can't pardon the innocent. We can't give benefits to the family, even though the husband's in jail. He joined for benefits. Take away his benefits, but not his wife and kids. And give him a new trial, because most of those guys were PC'd. Their lives are finished. And one fella got an early release, and when he came out and all the communist cameras were in his face, and they said, "Well, how do you feel about getting an early release?" And he said, "My buddies are in there, and some of them are on suicide watch." He didn't say, "I was this, I was wrong." He said, "Help my buddies." And there's nobody helping his buddies. But if Madonna wanted to have a concert for a fungus toenail, she could raise millions overnight. It is really sad. So tonight, as we welcome baby Jesus into our hearts and lives, and thank God for the gift that he gave us, ask God to smile on the families of the Fort Leavenworth 10 and give them a little joy tonight. They will never be pardoned under this communist jihadist who hates the flag and hates the country and hates the people. They will never get a fair shake. They will never get a fair shake from the Department of Justice's lynch mob. That is out of the question. So, dear Lord, protect them. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. Do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, cast into hell Satan and all the Democrats that roam the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And all you GIs out there, way out there, in posts that nobody's talking about, God keep you safe. In Arabic, it's fi aman Allah, not Allahu Akbar. It's in God keep you safe. Hang in there, we'll give you a Christmas tune.
2015.
for Trump. To me, Trump is secretariat, the racehorse that started a race and took the lead and kept the lead all the way to the end of the race. They say he was the greatest racehorse of all times. And I pray that Trump is the greatest candidate of all times. And he undoes in short order what it took 8 years of communist jihadists to destroy this country and cripple us and bring us down to one knee. And now we're down on one knee and we're praying for baby Jesus to come and to share our love with everybody, especially our families. And to the GIs who gave their lives since the founding of the United States in the year of our Lord 1776, just like it says on the Declaration of Independence. So I'm going to give you another tune, and we're going to stick to a Christmas routine. Temperature in New York today is 74 degrees. I love that global warming. And tonight it'll probably be in the 70s. And if the stars in the sky can be seen, that's beautiful. You come out of church, You got a good, clean feeling. Everybody's happy and joyful. You heard some good music. Everybody's smiling. And everybody's saying the words that one day may be banned in this country, Merry Christmas. And never believe the separation of church and state. It's not how the communists interpret it. It's how God and country interpret it. Besides, Thomas Jefferson made a quillo. It was supposed to be separation of church and snake. Stick to Jesus. You can't go wrong. You gotta watch for threats against your religion. You got to watch for threats against your religion. Years ago, when Christians were gentle and kind, as they try to be today, somebody came to them when they were praying and said, you know, not everybody's Christian, and, you know, your prayers are offensive to some people, like Karl Marx, Joseph Stalin, Leon Trotsky, Lavente Beria, you know, and being that you're Christian and you turn the other cheek and you love one another like yourselves, could you be a little considerate for this very tiny minority that is offended by your religion? Could you stop praying out loud and settle for a moment of silence? And that was the beginning of the persecution of American Christians. Jesus doesn't want to hear a moment of silence, and Jesus wants you to shout his name out loud. A girl who used to sing gospel. She had a fantastic voice. And her name was Whitney Houston. And drugs got her. And drugs are going to get a lot more Americans than you see are falling today and being ran into the emergency rooms. Because we got a big shipment coming from the Cuban deal that Obama made. You're going to see drugs like you never saw before, and you're going to see a lot of wounded. It is really sad. Whitney Houston used to sing gospel, and she was happier at 11 and 12 years old singing for God than she ever was getting any award from the great Satan, Hollywood. It is sad. Enough said.
Thank you. Just you know why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I. Throughout
Thank you. That's our show.
That's our show for tonight, folks. More hymns to come. Looking forward to a nice Christmas. And I hope you are too. Make the most of it. Life is very short. It's a series of tens. Think about it. Merry Christmas, folks. Have a nice night.